Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. People sleeping
in your shoes. 322 DGS. Did you guys see the Clapton stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Which?
The new stuff?
There's been a lot lately.
He says that he was vaccinated, but only because he was hypnotized. And that this, what's it called, the mass formation hypnosis, which first was on Rogan, and then people are they're adopting this. There's a doctor who's really the proponent of this. And a lot of people on the right or the unvaccinated or, you know, whatever, the hesitant, are saying that the government has basically hypnotized all of us. And now Clapton's in on this one and saying that he was personally, that's why he was manipulated. And that's why he got the shot. And that's what's happening to everyone else. And just it's just crazy time. It's just crazy time. Also, here's another thing.
So one doctor knows better, though, than literally everyone else combined.
Yes. if you go to Pray.com, good for you. Just know that Pray.com is selling all your information and places like Facebook and Macy's and Kmart are trying to grant your prayers.
So can you explain what pray.com
is? I was going to say pray like in prayer,
yes.
Not pray as
P-R-A-Y.
In you are pray like
P-R-A-Y.
You're,
okay. It's a place where people go, spiritual people, and you can give them your prayers, like going to the Wailing Wall and writing your prayer on a little piece of paper and putting it into the stones and hoping that it's a direct line to God, except that the people behind pray.com are being investigated now because it's one thing to sell like your metadata, but they're selling your prayers so that people will be like, well, I can't cure your child's cancer, but wouldn't you like this nice blanket?
Wow, they're making some claims. Join millions of other Christians experiencing stronger faith, a better prayer life, and deeper sleep with the Pray.com app. So
I feel like that on the surface, you can't say.
Well, on its surface, it seems like a great idea. Hey, I want as many people praying for me, and I'll pray with them, and this will be great. It'll strengthen my faith. It's really praying, no pun intended, on people who want something that they want a spiritual experience. They want to be able to share their concerns with people who have like-minded views. And you're taking their deepest concerns that they're sharing for prayer, and you're exploiting that and selling it.
Bingo.
It's pretty messed up.
It's pretty messed up. Pretty messed up.
So wait, Clapton did get the vaccine?
He says, unless I have it wrong, which is possible, he says that he did get vaccinated, but it's only because he was hypnotized.
I find that really interesting because I've changed my mind about things before, but I've never had the thought of like, I should just tell everyone that I was hypnotized when I made that decision.
I didn't know that was an option.
Hey, it's all about personal responsibility, but I was hypnotized.
Right. Like, have a little humility and go like, all right, yeah, I did get the vaccine, but then I would respect you more if you said, but now I've changed my mind about it, but to go, no, the government hypnotized me.
Yeah, I didn't know I could just
That's
go.
That's quite a move.
I didn't know I could just go, I'm sorry I said that stupid thing. I was actually asleep at the time, so I'm not responsible. For it.
I know.
He and Van Morrison, huh? Just totally went off the deep end crazy.
Well, see, the Clapton, I'm not sure he wasn't always crazy.
Well, he was. Yeah.
The whole 1976 thing. Yeah, you know that thing?
Mm. What's that?
When he went on that huge racist rant on stage in a
what?
Concert. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's like he telling everybody of color to leave England.
Again,
it's a white person's country.
He said he was on...
On stage.
Like, he said he was on, like, so many drugs and alcohol.
Yes,
that
the story is he was super drunk.
I wasn't even myself, so it's basically the exact same thing.
Because, you know,
I was hypnotized.
When you're drinking, it puts ideas in your head. It doesn't just release the ones that are already
right.
there.
Yeah.
It's like Inception. Beer makes you think bad things.
Beer make me racist.
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Stupid question, but isn't Eric Clapton American?
No.
Oh,
I always thought he was. I guess I haven't heard him speak much, you know?
Yeah, no, he's British.
Maybe there's a reason.
It reminds me of.
Right, yeah, they're keeping him off interviews for a reason.
This is no shade to Frank, because he immediately said, oh, no, you're right. But when Adrian Peterson was arrested or what have you for whipping his child with a switch in the genitals. And Frank said, I can't believe he would do that. He's such an amazing football player. And I'm like, well, I don't think that really matters, like being really good at something. Same way with Clapton. Just because he's great at guitar doesn't mean he's not a fool.
I know. I get what he meant by that, though. Like, you have so much going for you. It just doesn't even seem possible that you would be in that position in life and then lose it on your child like that.
I
get what he's saying. I get the inclination to be like, I just can't even compute that you're going home and doing that when you're living such a dream life.
Yeah, I can compute. I can't believe you're going to throw your life away. But it seems to be like a pretty consistent thing with rich celebrities. Throwing your life away. Beating up your girlfriend or, you know, whatever it happens to be.
When you start to think that you're invincible. I mean, when you surround yourself with enough money, privilege, and access to people that just tell you what you want to hear, you forget that the world is out there with consequences.
I have one question for Wheeler before we go to break. Did you see the article that I think was in the LA Times where the guy, I need to go to Derek Gould's account because he tweeted about
Michael Calhoun told me about this.
Where he said that the only reason the Rams are having such an issue connecting with their fans out in LA is because they wasted 20 years at some rundown Midwest town. Did you see this?
No.
Okay, let me find it. I'll get the quote for you.
We'll talk about it tonight.
It's funny because the reason they ended up here was because of a lack of support. And obviously here there ended up being less support because the team was garbage for the last 10 years.
This wasn't like a fan. This was a journalist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sure an L.A. guy, right, trying to get in good with the team.
Yeah.
Somebody who's kissing Stan Kroenke's ass for access.
Dylan Hernandez.
Oh, my God. I like Dylan, too. He's a good baseball writer.
It was just out of nowhere. It was like in some run down podunk Midwest trash town. And I'm like, what did we do?
I wonder if he's just being a
so
smart
unnecessary.
Ass. I got to look at that because, I mean, he's a generally pretty good sports dude. I got to see if he like was he being serious or was he just being like, this is the attitude in NLA, right?
Gotcha. Take a look.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.